The first nuclear test was conducted on 29th of August 1949. That's why that date of 29th of August is so much symbolic. And that first nuclear test was followed by the next 40 years of nearly 500 nuclear weapons tests, both below and above ground. And they were part of the 2,000 tests conducted worldwide, which means that as many as 1/4 of all tests conducted globally was on the territory of Kazakhstan. And you can well imagine the impact they had. My country and its population suffered devastating effects. Approximately 1.5 million people were affected, and the radioactive fallout from these tests caused illness, death of Sickening scale, with gross birth defects due to genetic mutation, with hundreds of thousands of people ravaged by radiation. And the effects continue till this day with grave consequences. And that's why this issue of nuclear tests is so sensitive for my nation. And therefore, even before we attained our independence in 1991, President Nursultan Nazarbayev of Kazakhstan took the unilateral decision to close down the nuclear test site by a presidential decree.
Obviously, we've discussed about the negative impact that nuclear tests have, but at the same time, Kazakhstan has just entered into an agreement with the IAEA about having a nuclear bank. Can you explain a bit more about that?
On 27th of August, Kazakhstan signed the agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency to establish the IAEA International Bank of Low-Enriched Uranium in my country. It is, without any doubt, a historic step which will have a far-reaching impact and underlines Kazakhstan's and international community's strong commitment to peace and security. This low-enriched uranium bank will serve as an assurance of supply mechanism of last resort in case of disruption of any open market. Fundamentally, the establishment of a low-enriched uranium bank under the aegis of the International Atomic Energy Agency will prove a significant hurdle for those attempting to proliferate nuclear weapons. And this is one of the greatest achievements of the world community.
What role do you think organizations have in creating a world that harnesses nuclear energy in such a way?
In order to reflect on the issue you raised, we must recognize the crucial role international organizations have to play, especially in the field of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. I am, from that perspective, would like to commend the role and great support given by the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon himself, by making issues of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation a key priority. I would like also to mention that civil society groups have quite a role to play and to be in the forefront and to organize a campaign for a ban on the use of nuclear weapons or even abandoning all nuclear weapons. We know that international organizations and non-governmental organizations are pushing for great expansion of nuclear weapons free zones. I'm glad to report that together with our partners in Central Asia, we created such a nuclear weapon free zone in Central Asia. We've got even negative security assurances on behalf of P5. Now there are discussions about Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.